Good morning, 922. RG3 could be ready to go when the Redskins travel to Philadelphia for Sunday's game against the Eagles.
I feel like I could play this week, next week, the week after that, but that's not my decision once again.
Joining us live now to talk about this is Mike Jones of the Washington Post. Mike, Skins need to remain strong in their final two games, obviously over the Eagles and the Cowboys. I mean, sure, fans want to see RG3, but it seems like Mike Shanahan's going to let the doctors decide.
Yeah, they definitely are. They don't want to go out there and put him out there before he's ready. But all indications seem to point towards him playing this week. Obviously, they'll give the doctors the last say. But he felt like he could have played this past Sunday. They wanted to give him one more week at least to rest. But Mike Shanahan said as soon as he is cleared, they will go with him. No precautions about going with Cousins, just to be sure.
You know, Mike, even in the pregame before the Browns game, when you saw him out there sort of, you know, loosening up and getting ready, though he was not going to play, wasn't even going to dress, he looked pretty good.
Yeah, he definitely did. And that's why I think that last week was more of a precaution because of the strain on that ligament on the outside of his knee. They didn't want to put him out there too soon, but he had the brace on. He was moving well, and we've seen him get better each week, I mean, each day. And so that's why I think now, 2 weeks removed from that, he'll probably will play.
Pretty exciting for fans thinking about the last game of the season, not to skip over the importance of the Philadelphia game, but the last game of the season at FedEx against Dallas could really be a throwback to some of those famous big games against the Cowboys.
You're exactly right, because if the Redskins win this week, Dallas wins this week as well, they go into that game and they will be fighting for the NFC East title. The Redskins haven't been in a position to win the NFC East since 1999, and who better to go for that title against but the Cowboys, their old rivals.
It's a wonderful story as it plays out, but how did it unfold? We were 3-6, and it almost looked as if the coach was throwing in the towel. What turned this season around?
Well, I think that when they went into that bye week, and maybe he didn't mean to, but when Mike Shanahan said you start evaluating for next season, I think he lit a fire under the team. A lot of the guys were saying, wait a minute, we've still got 7 games left. We've got a lot to play for. And so they came back. They've had a new sense of urgency in the way that they're preparing and studying. And then out there on the field, we've just seen them execute in all phases, and they're taking it game by game. Yeah, it sounds cliche, but that's really the way that they're approaching it, and it's paying off for them.
Mike, are you saying this is motivational, that they finally got into playing?
Well, I think that something kind of snapped and they realized that they weren't bringing it maybe as much as they could have. Shanahan said, he said to the guys, look, you guys don't know it yet, but you're a lot better than what you are. And somehow they realized that, and now they're playing up to their potential.
And fans are really believing in them again. I mean, it goes hand in hand, but it's very cool.
Yeah, it definitely is. It was funny. Driving around D.C. yesterday, I noticed more cars flying the Redskins flag than it has been in a long time. It's like that bandwagon is loading back up again.
I know, and it's great to see RG3's jersey is the number one seller in the whole nation.
It definitely is. He's made a huge impact, really reinvigorated this franchise and fan base.
All right, Mike Jones. Yeah, let's hope so. Mike Jones of the Washington Post, thank you. Let's hope to be talking to Mike again in the coming weeks.
Yes,
happy conversations. Yes, exactly.